definitely let you hear some more of that. But I tell you what, she really sings that song too. All right, we'll be talking about the food stamps a little bit later, as I mentioned, but let's continue to take a look at what's happening with regards to the pay gap. How many of you think it is a good idea for the pay gap to be closed across all lines, ethnic lines, gender lines, nationality lines? Persons in America, they're working for this company, an American company. This is the type of job, and it's similar to what others do. The pay should be the same. How many of you say, no, absolutely not. The pay shouldn't be the same just because they do the same type of work. All right. Looking at the fourth item, particularly when it comes to education, women have really made some significant gains in educational attainment, and that has contributed to their progress in the workforce at large. Among adults ages 25 to 64, women are now more likely than men to have a four-year college degree. In 2017, 38% of women had a bachelor's degree, while only 33% of men had a bachelor's degree. Women are also outpacing men in postgraduate education. You know, I was mentioning the educational factor at the very beginning of this discussion. In 2017, 14% of women ages 25 to 64 had an advanced degree, compared with 12% of men who had an advanced degree. In 1992, 9% of men and 6% of women ages 25 to 64 had an advanced degree. So you see how that's flipped. Again, in 1992, 9% of men, 6% of women ages 25 to 64 had advanced degrees. In 2017, 14% of women, 12% of men with advanced degrees. Here's another one, number five. Women still lag in top leadership positions, but where? In business or in government? Both. Women still behind when it comes to filling top leadership positions. Is that true in business or in government or in both? And actually, both. Women have made inroads in a wide range of leadership positions in recent decades, but still only account for about 20% of members of Congress and about a quarter of state legislative members. Women make up roughly 5% of Fortune 500 company CEOs, and that was the case in the first quarter of 2017, and about 20% of Fortune 500 board members in 2016. As of March 2018, there are 6 female governors and 5 females in executive branch cabinet-level positions. Most Americans say that women are equally as capable of leading as men are. I want to know what your thoughts about that are. Do you just kind of want women to be as capable of leadership, of leading as men? Do you truly believe, are you thoroughly convinced that women are just as capable of leading as men are? Now, we can break that down when we look at leadership positions. You know, looking at various aspects, various environments for leadership. Do you believe that? And I'm not telling you what I think. I'm really asking you what you think. I really want you to share what your thoughts are about this. Are you convinced? Now, I'm not asking you, do you want it to be this way? Do you want it to be considered to be this way? That's not what I'm asking you. I want to know what you really believe, what you truly, truly believe is true. Are women just as capable of leading well when it comes to government? And when I say government now, FBI, looking at maybe working as a GS on whatever level, GS-11, GS-14, in a hospital. Are women just as capable of serving as CEOs of Fortune 500 companies as men are? And again, now, I'm not trying to lead you one way or the other. I really want to know what your thoughts are. And I'm asking males and females, boys and girls, men and women of all ethnicities. I really want to know what your thoughts are. Are you convinced that women are will make just as capable leaders in religious environments as men do? You have all things equal, looking at the household. Are women just as capable of leading as men? I said all things being equal now. In other words, husband and wife are in the home. Both parents, of course, this is what that would mean, are in the home. What do you think? Women equally capable of leading as men are? How about on a higher level of government? What about when it comes to the White House? Do you perceive that women can lead just as well as men when it comes to leading as president? I'm asking you now, really and truly. I'm not, you notice I'm not asking any leading questions. I don't want to. I simply want you to think about these different areas of leadership and share what you truly believe. Sometimes, you know, we'll say we believe something, we don't really believe it. What are you truly convinced of? All right, be thinking about it. Let's come back to the pay gap situation in just a few.